Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
On the Window Nation guest hotline is Vinny Serrato. Vinny, what's going on out there? It looks like a couple of fancy names are back for the first time in a couple of days anyway.
Yeah, Ronnie's back, Zay's back, Wiggins is back, Armour Davis is back. So, yeah, I guess travel day for them yesterday, but Bateman left. He's one and done, you know. So it is what it is, but it gives other guys a chance at wide receiver, you know, to make some plays. Anthony Miller has made some plays today. I mean, he's made some nice catches and stuff. And, Bob, I talked to Jeff Zrebeck, and he said what he heard about Bo Braid was that he's going to miss some time, and hopefully he'll be back sometime during training camp. So that sucks.
Well, setback for him. We talked about it, Vinny, in the opening segment of the show. I mean, this is a guy that's competing maybe for significant snaps this season. Nah, he's going to be chasing other guys here.
Yeah, and you know what's sad about it is, like, because I guess none of the other media saw it, so I was explaining it all to him. And then as I'm explaining to them what happened, you see Wiggins in a similar situation. And what's he do, Bob? Just let the receiver catch the ball. Fine, just catch it. You know, I mean, that's what's so frustrating, you know, for a kid like Bo Braid, who's trying, is fighting his butt off to make the team, you know, and has got a chance to get reps. And then a stupid play, then he's out for 6 weeks or whatever. And instead of, you know, being able to get reps here and then training for that month and stuff, no, it'd be rehabbing.
Now, talk about what you have been able to observe today from a practice perspective. I mean, they've been out there for about an hour or so. So what's happening on this Tuesday with the weather now in the 80s?
Yeah, I tell you what, Bob, Hoyland, the kicker, he was 5 for 5 from basically 45 to 52. He made one over 50, and all the others were between 45 and 50. So he hit the ball well today. He did a nice job. And then when he's kicking Looper, he doesn't even have a helmet or not. He might as well stand with me. You know, that's the thing with him. But otherwise, Bob, just kind of watching, like, Derrick Henry, man, when you watch him, the way he works, and, like, his burst through the hole, because you see, you know, like, Keaton Mitchell's real fast and stuff, and you see a dude that's 6'3", 250 or whatever coming through there with phenomenal burst. It's crazy. It's crazy how big and how fast that dude is. Because, like, I walk and just stand right next to the sideline, so you're basically up close and personal, and it's crazy how explosive he is.
We were talking earlier, me and Nolan, Spain, with running back, about Keaton Mitchell possibly returning kicks. Could that be a reality for him in 2025?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think, especially if he does it well, because he's got that burst and explosiveness, where Ali doesn't have that burst, you know, that he's got. And to me, that's what you need in the kickoff return. And Wester, he was doing the punt returns. He and Tylan Wallace were doing punt returns earlier. So that kind of looks like what that'll be. But other than that, you know, like, they come out, Bob. I mean, they did individual stuff till 1 o'clock. I mean, It was positional groups working on their fundamental things throughout the whole practice, and then they get together and then do a team period, ones versus ones, but it's without helmets on and it's walking through. So a lot of teaching and a lot of assignment type stuff, so everybody knows exactly what they're doing. Now things are ramping up, you know, a little bit, and then now they're back to, now it's Pascal. 7-on-7 is going on, you know, as we speak. And when that happens is O-line, they do individual work. D-line, they go over on the other field and do their individual work. And Pascal is 7-on-7, which is linebackers, linebackers, DBs, wide receivers, tight ends, running backs, 7-on-7.
You mentioned defensive line, and we were talking earlier about Travis Jones and how great he looks and how he could be in line for a big payday, going to be an integral part of the defense. What's your early impressions of Aeneas Peoples there, and where could he possibly fit in?
Yeah, Peoples, Bob, we're not going to really know till the pads come on, because he's got to be a penetrator, and he's not going to be a run stopper whatsoever, because he's going to play light. He's got to play on the edge. He's got to stunt, twist, take advantage of his quickness and his burst. And when the pads come on, we'll see. And preseason games, we'll see. Because he's 5'11", Bob. I mean, that's a thing. So that's why he's got to win with quickness, got to have great quickness with his hands and stuff for him to win.
You've already said about OTAs, looking for the player or two that makes you go, wow, I didn't notice him, and then you notice him. Keaton Mitchell, for instance, 2 years ago. Has there been anyone, maybe not to the Keaton Mitchell level of noticing, but are there any positive first impressions from some of the players that we maybe don't talk about as much?
Like I mentioned earlier on the show today, TJ Tampa is showing up, and Wester is showing up. Those are two that I like. And Mike Green had an interception today, Bob, in a drill. Made a real nice play. It was a sprint out pass, and he snatched it with his hands. His movement looks like a player, because he can bend, he gets low. He's never standing straight up. He's always in an athletic position. That's what you love. I can't wait till we get pads on and we can do one-on-ones and stuff to really see him go. You know, and I did see Ronnie Stanley and Adisa Isaac kind of a one-on-one. You know, it was a pass. So Adisa Isaac rushing against Ronnie, and it was just like lockdown.
David Ajabo, I know you weren't real excited about what you've seen so far, but is there still hope that this kid could, you know, live up to that second round draft pick status prior to injury? A guy that was probably going to go in the first round.
Yeah, Bob, he's changed his body. He's got a lot leaner, you know, so at times he looks more athletic and quicker. That's the thing. That's why I give him a chance, because he's changed his body. He looks better. But when he stands up, he gets very mechanical. That's why he's got to keep his body and shoulders down. And but he does look better. He does look better. So I'm going to give him a chance, and we'll see, you know, when the pad. We're not going to know anything until we put the pads on in camp and see when things speed up and stuff. Does he stand straight up? Because if he stands straight up, he's not going to be a good rusher. And that's going to be the big thing with him. Can he play with low pad level? That's going to be the key.
All right, last thing. Who's speaking to the media later on this afternoon that we'll be talking about tomorrow?
We got Warhop, the O-line coach. We got Voorhees and Rosengarten. So it's all O-line. It's all the smart guys.
Getting in the trenches out there, one winning drive. Vinny, appreciate the insight as always. I'll see you in the morning.
You got it.
There's Vinny Serrato out there at one winning drive. No Bo Braid. And as Vinny just said, Jets Rebeck from The Athletic says it could be a few weeks before we'll see the former Terp back there on the practice field after that unfortunate leg injury yesterday out at one winning drive. We'll come back, take a trip through the Funhouse. Inside Access takes over at 2. And then it's Baltimore baseball tonight, 5:30, live from Pickles Pub.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.